Haywire. Young regional Australians telling it like it is.
Zane, Wollongong, New South Wales, Dharawal country.
I don't speak Arabic anymore. I feel kind of ashamed about it, like I should have kept it up. But I was 5 when we left Syria, 10 when we left Iraq. When we got to Australia, my parents were also learning English, so it was just easier to communicate that way. People say we're lucky, we escaped. I remember thinking that we were coming to a place that was peaceful. But what is peace? Is it the way my father pretends not to miss his sister? And belonging. Everyone speaks about belonging as if it's so easy, but people still pronounce my name wrong. I think only one of my friends has had actual Arabic food at a sleepover. Usually mum makes food she thinks everyone will like. There are mornings when I wonder if I will ever feel whole in a country that only knows fragments of me. Like how I only know fragments of my own story. I've heard we were the last bus to leave Syria. I remember the moment we boarded. I was watching my grandparents' faces as we drove away. Then, this is pieced together from mum. At every checkpoint, women had to cover their heads with makeshift hijabs. Soldiers would get on the bus and check everyone's stuff. If you were a person of interest, they'd arrest you. Mum's a surgeon, so we had to keep that under wraps. I still remember the dust. Not just in the streets, but in the air. My mother's hair, in the folds of our clothes. It followed us. I think it still does. Even now, when I walk home from school and the trees are blooming and the sky is clean, sometimes I feel it in my lungs, the dry, invisible ghost of a place I barely remember, but that still owns part of me. There are nights I dream in Arabic and wake in English. Still, I rise each day. I lace my shoes. I speak with clarity. I carry my grandparents' names inside me like an anthem no one else can hear. When I listen to Arabic music, I can still understand the words. I don't want to forget my past or my heritage. I'm learning all the parts of my story, writing it, sharing it, making peace with it. I'm realizing the different parts of me don't have to fit in exactly to belong. I can build something new right where I stand.
abc.net.au/haywire